Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Investment advice provided on the following program is on an individual basis. Listeners should not consider today's discussion as a recommendation for any investment and should carefully evaluate before investing. This is your Real Estate Today on News Talk 1110 WBT.
Hello, friends, and welcome to another live broadcast of the show, Your Real Estate Today. I'm Paul Jamison, your host. So glad you're spending your Saturday afternoon with us. And wow.
WBT.
And what was that?
That was an error.
Oh, okay. That was an error. Well, we're glad that even with errors, you're spending your Saturday afternoon with us. I'm Paul Jamison, your host, owner of the Jamison family of companies in real estate. That's Jamison Realty, Jamison Property Management, Jamison Property Investments. I'm here with Marty and Sam Ivy with Ivy Exterminating. Hey, guys, welcome to the studio for a change, huh?
What's up? It's good to be here.
Great to be here, Paul.
Yeah, it is. It's very good to be here. Georgie, thanks for being with us today. And Tommy, your assistant, we're glad to have you back in the studio. And also, we'll have Sandy coming up in just a minute for her mortgage update. So we're glad she's on hold with us as well and ready to tell us what's going on in the mortgage community. So if you're out there today and you want to participate in the show or have a real estate question, a mortgage question, a pest question, 704-570-1110, 704-570-1110. Phone lines are open. We're here for you. I know it's strange that we're live. It's been on and off for so long because of the COVID and because of Carolina. Basketball, we just, you know, we do what we can, but we're here for you and we're sitting here live ready to take your calls if you want to call in. But we got a lot to cover today too, so sit back, relax, and enjoy. All right, so I thought long and hard today about what I wanted to share with you, and I am a stat hound. I love statistics. I love talking about numbers. I love talking about where our market is, and was so excited that we turned the corner into April so that I could tell you the March stats. Well, guess what? The March stats aren't out yet. So I don't have them. So I guess I'll have them next week. I guess it's just a little too early for the bean counters to get us the numbers that we want. But, you know, I can, however, give you the week ending March 19th, which is kind of middle of March numbers, just to give you a kind of a taste that, you know, these numbers look at a year ago. So we're looking at, you know, what has happened for the week ending March 19th. Well, new listings, as opposed to last year, have gone down another 6.5%. Which tightens our inventory. Pending sales, meaning the amount of sales that are under contract, has dropped to 3.5% more. And inventory, meaning how many houses are out there and available, has decreased by just under 40%.
Wow.
It's down by 2,509 listings. Median sales price is up 22% to $360,000. List to close is also down 11.2%, now 79 days. And everything in for the most part is selling over asking price. And the month's supply has maintained a consistent 15 days. Wow. Remembering that the balanced market is 6 months worth of inventory. I mean, man, it's just amazing getting up in the morning and realizing we got 6 months of inventory. So Marty and Sam today are going to talk about mosquitoes, termites, and what's that noise you're hearing outside from buzzing to crawling. And Sandy's going to give the update in a minute. And then I'm going to talk about two things today that I wanted to kind of go over with everybody in this kind of market. If you're a buyer out there, here are the most common mistakes that are made by a buyer when they're bidding to buy a house. We're going to talk about those. And then also, why do people have so much cash right now? Why do people have so much cash? So I tell you, I think it's a great subject. I think it's great to talk about. I think it's very thought-provoking around what is going on in our market today. So we're going to get to that as well. So Sandy, you're back up with us. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good, good. Well, tell us what is happening in the mortgage market. Are the rates falling? Are we at 2% now?
The rates have gone up just as predicted. In fact, I just got done Googling mortgage rates today because I've had a couple of clients that were like, oh my God, why are your rates so high? And so when I Googled mortgage rates today, 30-year fix came up at 5.284. So that's an average. And so they're somewhere around the low fives, and they're bouncing up and down every day, sometimes two and three times. But let's look at, number one, the payment's not horrible if they're in the low fives. And number two, there are opportunities now to maybe get an adjustable rate mortgage, like a seven-year ARM that doesn't change for 7 years. You could possibly get a 1% below the going 30-year rate if you go with an ARM rate. And there's probably going to be some opportunities for you to refinance within the next 7 years, probably within the next 2 years, because we are definitely seeing indicators of a recession, one being an inverted yield curve on the bonds, and another, we just saw the lowest unemployment since pre-COVID, and that's an indicator if unemployment starts getting worse. So as soon as it starts upturning, that's another indicator of recession. So I think within a couple years, we will see refinance opportunities. So I wouldn't cry about a 5-something rate. I would just suck it up or go with an ARM and then refinance in a couple years.
Right. When you talk about ARMs, Sandy, one of the things that they have a lot of different ARM products, right?
Yes, there are lots.
Like?
Like a 3-year, a 5-year, a 7-year, a 10-year, a 10-year 6-month. There are FHA ARMs. There are VA ARMs. All kinds of good stuff. And we can look at all of them depending on the scenario, whether you're putting, I would recommend for an ARM maybe 20% down, but, you know, jumbo ARMs are good. Jumbo fixed are actually better than conforming fixed. That's anything over a 647, 250. So there's so many scenarios right now. It's best to talk with your mortgage lender about it. And if you want to talk with me about it, my number is 704-577-0144.
So, Sandy, 704-577-0144. The reality is right now, as a part of the competitive edge, and being competitive and also being and understanding what your payment is and what costs are associated with a loan, they need to get to you pretty early, right?
That's correct. The earlier the better, because we may need to tweak some things in your financial picture that will give you an even better loan scenario.
Right. Because, you know, one of the things we continually talk about is your credit, right? And checking
right.
your credit on a regular basis, because sometimes
so
there's
key.
Some hidden things
Very
in
key.
There, right? Yeah. All right. Thanks, Sandy. 704-577-0144, Cross Country Mortgage. Thank you, Sandy. Have a good Saturday afternoon.
You're welcome. Enjoy your show, and I will be listening.
Thank you. All right.
Okay.
All right. If you want to talk to us, 704-570-1110, 704-570-1110. And also, just want to remind you all, if you can always jump on the Jamison Realty YouTube channel or WBT Show tab for a podcast and more information, and you can listen to us either live or later. And we got lots of shows banked over there, so it's all good. Much more to come with Marty and Sam Ivey, myself, Paul Jamison, the show Your Real Estate Today here on News Talk 1110 99.3 WBT. Welcome back. I never know what kind of intro music you're going to play. Sam, get off the table and stop doing the salsa. Come on. All right, so you're back to Show Your Real Estate today. I'm Paul Jamison, owner of Jamison Realty Property Management, Property Investments. The number to call in, 704-570-1110. You have a question. We're here. You want to talk some real estate. You want to talk some pest control and crawl space. You want to talk about anything having to do with your house, investments. Do it. 704-570-1110. We're here for you. All right. Marty and Sam, let's hit the honey hole spot for margarita time first. Because, you know, it's 5 o'clock somewhere by the time we get off the air, right?
Absolutely.
Mosquito. Not mojito, mosquito.
Mosquito is everywhere right now.
Yuck.
You know, and actually, you know, I live in a neighborhood that's got a handful of retention ponds, and I had a neighbor pull up to the truck a couple days ago when I was backing in, and they were wanting to know what's going on with all these giant-looking mosquitoes flying around their house, and I had to explain to her that those weren't actually mosquitoes, that there's something called a crane fly, and a lot of people will mistake them. They don't bite. They're just more of a nuisance because they're drawn to your lights on your porches, like all insects are, and they work their way into the house and they fly around and your kids scream and go berserk. And she wanted to know if there was something we could do, and I told her it was, and it was a lot like a mosquito service. But mosquitoes are definitely ramping up in full force right now. Typically, their season runs about April to October, but because of our seasonal weather that we have here, where we stay pretty temperate and pretty warm, and we see a lot of rain, that season typically lasts a lot longer than October, and we actually started it in March, started servicing because our phones were ringing off the hook with people complaining about mosquitoes starting to show up the first of March. So, I mean, a mosquito is going to be a nuisance. They are, some entomologists actually consider them one of the deadliest insects or animals out there right now because of how many different diseases they can carry. Zika was really big in the news about 2 years ago, but they carry things like West Nile virus and multiple different types of diseases. And you don't want your kids or you don't want you to be contracting any kind of diseases like that. And, you know, they're going to live up underneath the bushes. They're typically going to feed on the honeydew that your plants produce during that time until a mammal comes by. And they're attracted to the CO2 that we put off, or your dogs or your cats or animals in the yard put off, and your kids. And they're attracted to certain scents and pheromones. And once they detect that, they'll fly off because that female, and the female is really the only one that is biting you in your yard, she needs the protein out of your blood in order to reproduce. And so she's going to get that. She's going to reproduce. She's going to lay her eggs near a water source. And she only needs a water source the amount of a cap of water, like a soda bottle cap. And once she finds that, she'll lay her eggs. And then it's game over. And these populations can get really out of control. And so as you're cruising around your yard doing, you know, everybody's doing yard work this time of year, fresh mulch, you know, seasonally, weekly, you go out there, turn that mulch over so it's not staying saturated with moisture. Make sure you're walking around your yard emptying anything that is containing water. You know, changing out the water in those bird baths is important because you won't, you know, mosquitoes, when she's going to lay her eggs, those mosquito eggs will turn into a larva, and they look like a little worm that's almost microscopic and you can't see it. And so it's important just to get in a habit of dumping all that water out so that you don't have it standing around your yard. Downspouts. You know, we've talked about it before, splash blocks.
Oh, yeah.
I know. They're notorious for being turned the wrong way, and they will hold that water in there in their prime place for mosquitoes to lay their eggs. It's important to pick those splash blocks up and let the ground underneath them air out as well, too, because you can get a whole ton of insects because that's a That's a high moisture zone on a house. It's one of the prime locations where moisture can even enter into a crawl space. Those downspouts, porches, and patios are all prime areas where you just need to really pay attention. But, you know, mosquito service is great. We do it every 21-day cycle. We come out, we spray the foliage, your ornamentals around the property. We apply safe products, larvicide to bird baths and things like that to make sure that if a mosquito does lay eggs in there, we're taking care of the eggs and the larva before they turn into adults. And our mosquito service we have a great product. It's great results, and it's a great way to take your yard back and to really enjoy it this spring and this summer.
Yeah. You know, Sam, I was looking while you were talking about the crane fly.
Yeah.
So I wanted to see a picture of the crane fly and the mosquito. And the crane fly looks to me, guys, like the male mosquito. Big. He's bigger than the mosquito, yeah. But looks just like one, just bigger.
Yeah, they look like they could carry you small children off.
There's a saddle on the one I'm looking at.
I ain't riding him. Yeah. There is rodeo tomorrow in Concord.
There is? Yeah, I saw they had the drag strip open yesterday in Gaston County. And speaking of that, last night at Whiskars in Gaston County, they had live jazz last night.
Oh, wow. Man.
Man, was that nice? Yeah. And it was just a wonderful, wonderful time. I spent a couple hours there last night. It was a great time. Whiskars, they got it going on over there.
Yeah.
Right there on West Main Avenue. So
yeah.
I don't know if they have jazz tonight, but they have whiskey. Yeah. And they have cigars.
And it's called Whiskars?
Whiskars, yes, right next to my office there on West Main Avenue, right downtown.
Okay.
And it's a great place. So guys, the mosquito treatment, Sam, and you alluded to this and wanted to just take it one step farther. I've been asking Marty and probably you too. I was that call you talked about in February or March.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Already.
Yeah.
I've been asking you guys. It's interesting. You know, it was just like one warm day, and it was in February, and all of a sudden I got mosquitoes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, where the heck, just one warm day, where the heck did they come from? And then if it gets cold, does it kill off the population after they've come out? Is it better that you have cold, warm, cold, warm to kill them?
It doesn't get cold long enough. When it gets cold, they get kind of lethargic. So one of those warm days, they kind of come out. When you have to also think about when on these cooler days, there's no humidity in air, so it's a lot tougher for them to fly. Yeah, they need that humidity, sort of like an airplane. It needs that humidity to grab something, grab onto.
Yeah.
So that's the big. Wow. It doesn't get cold enough here long enough to really put a dent in the population.
So that one day snow wasn't enough to put a dent.
That's just
on
an incubator.
Oh gosh, man! More puddles, more bottle caps.
You know it's mosquito time when it's cutting in your margarita.
I know everything.
It's cutting in now.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing where water can gather.
Anytime a limb falls out of one of your trees, it puts a depression in the yard that'll hold water. Children's toys are a huge problem out in the yard. Dog bowls, drip trays on plants, the decorative plants that you may have around your yard or patio.
It's those things underneath your pots too.
Oh,
those plastic trays.
They call them drip trays.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that, Marty.
Yeah.
And they all are full of water.
Yeah,
always.
Yeah, because not only you water them, but Mother Nature's watering them. So at some stage they get an overdose.
Yeah.
And it's interesting to see it. I mean, mosquito wants to fly about 30 yards is its maximum flight that it wants to fly in. And, they like to hang up under your plants they feed off your plants. And they hang up underneath of there. And then when it gets hot and humid enough, they break loose and get them a little blood. Female gets her little blood meal. And then it's rock and roll. It's family time.
You know, and it always seems to be, the best cure for them, if you're not getting the treatment, is to have a big giant fan out there to try to blow them into your neighbor's yard. But they don't seem to want to stay there.
No.
Well, you know, you only get about 40. I read an article. You only get about 45% control with fans. Citronella is 42%. It's interesting.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're getting the signal for a hard break. We'll be right back with more of Marty, Sam, myself, Paul Jamison, the show, Your Real Estate Today, News Talk 1110-99.3 WBT.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Welcome back to show, Your Real Estate Today. So glad you're with us. I'm Paul Jamison. If you're just tuning in, enjoying this Saturday afternoon, we're live from the WBT studios, taking calls 704-570-1110. Hey, if you're out there and you're thinking about selling or buying, or you have a real estate question, should I fix this? Should I change this? Should I update this? You want to talk about investment property and the validity of that, or what's happening in the market or an area of Charlotte. You have a question, we're here, 704-570-1110. Also have the great delight to have Marty and Sam Ivey here with us again, because we're live, so we can take the calls. If you got something crawling or creeping around the house, or a crawl space issue, or a funny odor coming out of your crawl space,
Or you want to know whether you should hit it with a hammer or not, call. Yeah. It's hammer time.
704-570-1110. 704-570-1110. What'll happen? George or Tommy will take your call. They'll get your name. They'll put you across the board, and we'll talk. 704-570-1110. Okay. So, Marty and Sam, we talked about mosquitoes. And again, those crane flies, that's going to be interesting. I looked up a picture of those to see what they look like, because I thought they were mosquitoes.
Look like a B-2 bomber.
They do. Big.
Big.
Yeah.
Big.
They don't look like a crane.
No.
But anyway, now we're a fly. So we're gonna check that out. But also, it is still one of your favorite times.
It's my favorite time of year.
Yeah.
And love is in the air.
And we're going to talk, too, after we talk about the love, we're going to talk about the noises.
Yes.
Churls, squirrels, chipmunks,
we are coming,
possums.
Next week, we will be officially in the termite season. It's the time of year. It's when termites. It's usually the only time of year that the homeowner gets to realize on their own that they may have a termite problem. It's usually because they have a mating flight occur, which we refer to in the industry as swarmers. It's a mating flight that occurs. These termites that are part of a social colony are expelled from the colony, similar to a swarm like the honeybees do. And they swarm off and they try to pair off. When in flight, they kind of look like helicopters coming through there. They have four wings, two wings each side, both the same length. The wings are really not for flying. It's really for the female to fan her pheromones in flight so the male can find her. They'll pair off. A lot of times, even in flight, you'll see them connect up in flight. And just as soon as they hit the ground, they'll cast their wings off. If you have a swarm inside of your home, typically what they do is they swarm towards the sunny side or the areas in your house that are getting the most sunlight. So if you have a big picture window or a sunny area where you're getting a lot of sun off a deck or some area, they'll swarm and hit that window, and a lot of them will just die. And it's a one-day flight, and people make the assumption when they come in and see it, well, they say, well, it's no big deal. They just clean them up and problem solved. And that's not really the case, because the workers, the one who's do the damage, they're in the house, and they're working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. A lot of times, these swarmers, they usually will occur after the termite colony's been in existence for 2 years. Doesn't mean they've been in your house for 2 years. It just means the colony has been in existence for 2 years. But if you come home and you see a lot of dead wings and dead insects in a particularly sunny area of your home, you need to give us a call at 704-334-1616 or bugivy.com. That's 704-334-1616 or bugivy.com. So you can have us come out and take a look at it and analyze and let you know what's going on. Not only are you in the Bible Belt here in the South, but you're in the termite belt also. Every acre lot on average has 3 termite colonies per acre. You coexist with them on your property. It's not a bad thing to have them on your property. They break down decaying organic matter. They help that cycle complete, but you just don't want them in a house, so you need some type of protection on your house. You need to have your house, if you don't have it under a termite warranty, you need to have your house checked at minimum every 12 to 18 months. And you need to have it checked by somebody that's got some qualities of knowing what they're looking for. There's a lot of people that come out and look at your home that don't have any idea. They're simply in the sales business. We're not a sales-oriented organization. We're strictly all technicians at our shop. So give us a call at 704-334-1616 or bugivy.com.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, y'all did an inspection for me this week.
And they were swarming.
And they were alive.
Yep.
And you found them.
They were building a swarming cast, and they were getting ready to swarm out. They'll typically take a mud. They build it. They work within these mud tunnels, and the workers will build what's called a swarming cast, and it's a kind of a little hodgepodge of little tunnels that are emerge, and they'll come out and do a mating flight, and it's so fascinating to see. It's almost as It's just artistic to me. I love it. It's my favorite time of year. It lets me know that the world is still intact. The cycle is complete, and spring is here, and we're ready for a new cycle. It's just the absolutely best time of year.
You know, I've known you, Marty, for 14, 15 years. And every year, about this time...
Same cycle.
He. If I had a yellow shirt with a happy face on it,
oh, it's me.
And the eyebrows were mosquitoes. He would be wearing it.
Paul, it is. I mean, you look outside today. You gotta love Mother Nature. I mean, everything is starting to bloom. You know, the sap is rising in the trees. It's the cycle is complete. We've gone through the winter. It's just absolutely, it's the best time of year. It is the best time of year.
Yes. All right. So I want to make sure we hit this, guys. You know, there's noises going on, right?
Right.
There's scratching, crawling, creeping.
And there's buzzing.
Yes.
And this is also the time that carpenter bees emerge.
I got my tennis racket out.
I'm telling you, I carry a badminton racket.
I got one of those kind you squeeze the button and it has the shock.
I carry a badminton racket in my truck, so when I'm out on these inspections and I'm walking the yard, I can swat these carpenter bees as they're flying around. That insect gets on my nerves more than any, because, you know, you see a lot of your expensive homes now that have these exposed rafter tails.
Right.
And these carpenter bees will come in, a female carpenter bee, she will come in, and she will drill that hole, looks like a 3/8-inch hole, she'll drill that hole in less than 30 minutes to the point she can get her whole body in it. She drills a little short cavity, typically to the right for the male, and then she'll dig cut out a deep cavity to lay her eggs and reproduce in. Once you see this cheesy-looking substance around the hole, that lets you know she's already laid her eggs within the cavity. And what she does, she lays eggs in there, and then she seals it off with a pollen ball. And that pollen ball is there, so when that egg hatches, that larvae's got something to eat. And when it eats through that pollen ball, it has already pupated, and it's in the pre-adult stage, and it emerges out. You have to treat for these things, or these things will become very destructive and tear your trim, your fascias up. If you've got big windows, and you keep them clean, what happens is the male, he will fly in, and he hovers in front of the window. A lot of people think that he's hovering to sting you or to to intimidate you, and he is there. That's what he's doing. But what he's really doing on these windows is he's seeing his reflection, and he thinks it's another male, and he tries to run it off. The male is very notable. He's got a white kind of a cream-colored spot on his head. The male cannot sting you. He will dive at you, try to intimidate you, and they are fierce-looking because of their size. The female, she is not aggressive. She's very aloof, but if you stick your finger in the hole or try to grab her, she's larger than the male. She's got a very shiny abdomen. She does not have the spotting on her head. She can sting you. She's got a stinger on that looks like you can pump motor oil through that stinger. It's so large.
Yeah. Well, I got two questions.
I got two answers.
All right. We got a minute left.
Let it happen, Captain.
What is pupate? And then also, when you swat them, do you do forehand or backhand?
Whatever. If I can't get them in the forehand, overhead. I get them on the backhand. Pupate.
That's a fun word to say. You're nothing but a pupate.
The carpenter bee is like a lot of insects. It goes through complete metamorphosis, egg, larvae, pupa, adult. When they are pupate, they're emerging basically from a larvae into a pre-adult. They're protected by the shell. It's an interesting cycle in the insect's life. When they're in that shell, there's nothing that'll penetrate that shell that'll kill them. So you got to wait for them to come up out of the shell before you can get insecticide on them to eliminate them.
Wow.
Mother Nature's fascinating, I'm telling you.
It truly is. If they want to call you, they
can 334-1616 or bugivy.com. That's 704-334-1616 or bugivy.com.
All right, man. Thanks. All right. We've got a lot more show to go. The show, Your Real Estate Today. I'm Paul Jamison with Marty Sam Ivy. We'll be back. News Talk 1110-993 WBT. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back. We're around in the fourth quarter of the show, Your Real Estate Today. I'm Paul Jamison, your host. Thanks for spending Saturday with us. Hope you're enjoying it. Hope you got the top down, hanging out, rolling down the road, or sitting back, relaxing, getting ready for a little bit of basketball tonight. It's a small game tonight. One of no significance, since my team's not really in there. But I'm seeing a lot of blue shirts.
A lot of blue today.
Out here. Of dark and light colors, including in this studio right now, but we're not going to mention any names. Tommy. Just saying. But anyhow, we're glad that you all are with us today. And if you want to talk with us on the show, Your Real Estate Today, I'm Paul Jamison here with Marty and Sam Ivy, 704-570-1110. But as promised, I want to talk about buyers. And I want to talk about bidding mistakes. Bidding mistakes right now should not be happening. You know, certainly if you do your best and you don't win, you weren't meant to have it. But, you know, as a real estate agent and owner of a real estate team, our folks, we talk about all the time, what does it take to win? What does it take to win? If you've got a dream home, if you got something going on, what does it take to win that home? And right now, the national average is people are writing up to six offers minimum to get houses. And I bet it's higher around here. That'll give you buyer fatigue for sure. So here are the common bidding mistakes that buyers are making right now. This first one is really more of a personal error. It says, bidding your last dollar. If you put it all on the table and you don't have any kind of reserves for a counter, or you don't have any kind of reserves after that in case there are repairs, depending on the terms of that offer, that's just not smart. So, you know, if you don't have at least 6 months worth of payments in the bank at a very minimum, wait until you do before you jump into the game, because you may be in a situation where you put up a hefty due diligence and the house has something that came up. And, you know, not saying that you should lose that per se, but you can, because that's a non-refundable deposit. Another thing I see, because we do an awful lot of listings and we have programs that we list around, and so we see a lot of offers on our listings. A lot of that's due to the market. A lot of that's due to our marketing. Is people will write offers with all these contingencies, like they want to make sure that here's the easy ones, the house appraises. They want to make sure that they have a chance to inspect certain things. They want to make sure that they get the washer and dryer and the refrigerator and the chicken coop and the play set and the scooter out in the back and the patio furniture and the kids' toys. I've seen it all. When you write an offer, you make it clean, you make it simple, and you make it so that the seller is not distracted by the fact that you want their stuff. I see a lot of times in homes that people will call out somebody's furniture, their personal property, and even their dog, and they'll make that in the contract. And you just can't do that. Here's how you handle that protocol. As your agent calls them and say what's important to that seller, and you actually listen, okay? Sometimes bidding with no contingencies can also put you in a bad position. But again, the only reason I wrote that down, there was a top 10 list from Realtor.com. I have to disagree with that. I think the cleaner the offer and the lack of contingencies, the better chance you have of winning. All right. But to that note, don't think that you are going to get a second chance to counter. So a lot of people write an offer and say, oh, I'm not worried. The seller's going to come back and ask me for a counter, or they're going to call for highest and best. Well, I don't typically in my listings call for highest and best. Here's what I say to people. You bring the best offer you got the first time and make sure that if you lose and you put your head on the pillow, that you have given it everything that you've got. Now, what could be a typical thing that you would counter to? Maybe it's a closing date. Maybe it's a rent back clause for somebody. So be flexible if you can on those kinds of things, but get the money and the terms right up front, okay? And make it as clean as possible. All right, next, sometimes in the copy of the contract, they'll put, this is buyer's best and final. Now, not saying it can't be, but don't say it is. Don't just state that in the contract. Here's what that says to the seller. Take it or leave it, sucker. That's what it says. Even if that's not what intended, remember, you don't know these people. They're reading the written word. How many times have you sent a text or an email that wasn't interpreted the way that you intended it to be? Have you all ever done that? No. Never sent an email that wasn't interpreted the way you expected it to be? And they read exactly what you wanted? Same with a text?
Yeah. I double think everything I send.
Yeah. I can't tell you, even though I do, sometimes it's not interpreted right.
I know.
Yeah. The lender letter. I had a great conversation with Sandy about this. The lender letter is key. If you get a lender letter that looks like the lender doesn't even know how to spell the buyer's name right, and doesn't even or hasn't even looked at them, and basically they're approving this person after a few keystrokes, or it's, here's my thing, what if it's a lender that's out of town that doesn't know our market? It all matters when it gets down to it. All right. Next, using a love letter. This is a huge bidding mistake. I have seen it backfire more times than I can count. Stop it with the love letters. Stop it with the fact that you want to raise your kids there and Joni and Buffy will be devastated if they don't get that room. Stop it, stop it, stop it. Don't write those. You are taking a huge risk. And sellers, you are too if you read the things and take them into account when you sell. Because if it's found out you could that you chose based on familial status or race or religion, you're going to get in trouble. All right, next. You know what else can be a problem in bidding mistakes? The realtor. What do you say, the realtor? Yeah, absolutely. If you put it in a big old bid, or if you put in a bid and the first thing the realtor does is call the baby ugly, my first response back is, well, then why are you writing an offer? If you're calling it ugly now, what happens when we go through inspections? That's a bad sign. How it starts is how it ends. Don't do it. Or if the realtor tries to blow you over and just plow into the offer to get accepted, like going around the other realtor and calling the seller directly. Let me just tell you. Or conveniently finding themselves out around the yard when the seller's working in the yard. Don't you do it. Realtors that don't have a reputation for closing deals, that can be a problem. And bidders that don't listen to the listing agent. We have a technique that we use at Jamison when we list a home. We leave behind a book that says how to buy this house. Read it. It'll give you everything you want to know. An incomplete contract and also, lastly, your due diligence is way too stinking low. On a $500,000 house, don't be leaving $250. All right? All right, Marty, Sam, one more time. What's the number if they want to talk to you?
704-334-1616 or bugivy.com.
All right, I'm Paul Jamison. You want to talk about your home. You want to talk about investment property. You want to talk about buying homes. You want to talk about the real estate market. 704-846-DUNN. 704-846-3663 or on the web at myjamisonhomes.com. God bless. Take care. See you next week. The show, Your Real Estate Today, on News Talk 1110-993 WBT.